This podcast is recorded on the land of the Kaurna people and the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. My name is Carla Clarence. Welcome to the Foundations of Social Innovation. This session is exploring program theory, or sometimes known as the theory of change. Well, thank you for joining this podcast this afternoon, Mr. Chris Vanstone. We're going to talk a bit about this thing called the theory of change today, but Chris, could you first tell us a bit just about your good self, like your background and what brought you to this innovation and design space?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think, just really sort of stemmed from always wanting to make stuff. And I studied product design, and through that got really, although that had a real commercial focus, so I used to do really important things like design biscuits and design perfume from Naomi Campbell and, alcohol brands. But really was mostly interested in the social purpose work, and from there just got connected with a series, because of that got connected with a series of organizations that had that and were bringing together design and innovation and social purpose in different ways. So the Design Against Crime unit at Central St. Martin's that was looking at how you could redesign bags and chairs to reduce theft or the likelihood of theft. And then the Red Unit at the Design Council that was looking at bringing design to public services. And then that team went on to set up Participal, which was trying to reinvent public services for the 21st century using a kind of a design and innovation basis.
So when did you first come across this thing called the theory of change?
Well, it's actually something that I only really came across when I moved to Australia and started working at Taxi and came to understand that, there's whole disciplines that actually think about how change happens for people and have ways to model that. And kind of reflecting on it now, I realised that that was really absent from, the decade or so of work in social innovation I'd done before coming to Australia. And really we had ideas, but we never really had rich, concrete conversations about how the things we were designing would lead to social outcomes and improved well-being. There's a lot of sort of ideology and theory and in some ways, I think, but not about how does this make somebody feel or how does this shift somebody's behaviour? And I think that was what's really exciting about theory of change is sort of seeing that it's a practical tool that I think you can use to do that.
So if you were to describe like what it is as a tool to someone that's never used it before, like really sort of breaking it down, what are some of the things that you would say that try to sort of describe it?
Well, I think first of all, it's something that comes from an evaluation as a discipline, mostly isn't used it's used by evaluators in that design space where they're thinking about designing new programs, but it's not not commonly used and not a common part of a sort of design and innovation toolkit. So what is it? It's a it's lots of different things, I guess. I guess at one level, it's that idea that you can have a theory about how your program or intervention works. And you can making that explicit is hugely valuable. And even if you don't make it explicit, there is going to be an implicit theory. You know, if you and I were working together to make something, we never talked about how it would work, but we'd sort of still have pictures in our heads about how that led to better outcomes for people. And we might have slightly different pictures. And I think that's one of the real values of developing program theories, that it helps everybody in the team get on the same page. And kind of especially when you develop those things collaboratively. But what is it? I think it's that. It's that idea that you do have a program theory. You should make it explicit. And then there are a number of different ways of representing that to, so you can interrogate it, so that you can design it, recombine it in different ways. And so often it's represented as a logic model of some kind, a diagram, that is, of some kind. And I think some of the stuff that I've been reading more recently about theory of change, and I think this is a pretty powerful idea for anybody that's new to it, is there's lots of different ways to do it. There is no right way, and the way that you do it needs to work for you and your team, or the particular use that you have in mind for this theory of change. So if you're, you know, so if you're communicating to funders of a program or a policy, or if you're communicating to people who are participating in it, you may well have different representations of that theory.
Fantastic. Is it also a tool that helps, you know, if I think about services in particular, is it a tool that really helps people to link their sort of activities, even some of their day-to-day activities, with reaching, you know, big goals? I mean, have I got that right?
That's a great way to put it, and that's, and I think, another fundamental value of the approach is that it's... Patricia Rogers from RMIT, or formerly RMIT now, ANZOG, and CEO of Better Evaluation, which is this brilliant evaluation website. But she talks about how every program theory has two parts. It has a theory of action, which is more about what you do, and a theory of change, which is more about how does what you do lead to actual changes in people's attitudes or behaviours or lifestyle or well-being. As well as those broader goals that you might have for a particular intervention or organisation or policy. So I think it does help connect all of those bits of the jigsaw. I think it can help you, you know, we've seen lots of value in developing a theory of change early on in a process in order to identify your most critical assumptions, you know, the kind of the big gaps in your knowledge, whether that's about how change happens or about what you need to do to enable change. And that can really pre-prototyping help you zoom in on what might be your research questions or what should you prioritize in your prototyping.
And can you think of a particular like theory of change that, you know, you've been involved in that, you know, really sort of speaks to the real value and power of theory of change? Is there a little example you could give us?
I think lots of different ones. I remember with Michelle Miller and a project that was looking at creating outcomes for Aboriginal job seekers with the Department of Employment, and working with that team. So it was a government team, and working with that team to build an understanding of what might be all of the things that would need to be in place in a an employment system to enable appropriate employment for Aboriginal job seekers and for Aboriginal job seekers to get the kind of work that they wanted. And that was really an iterative process, but one that I think helped get a lot of clarity of the complexity of the situation, and helped understanding where the particular interventions or actions that they were making or were designed as part of that project fitted in to the picture, but also all of the things that weren't going to be addressed but by those interventions, things like the structural racism that exists in systems. That's not something those particular actions we're going to achieve. So I think there's value in theory of change at a sort of service and a practice level, but you can also think about it at a systems level and identify where particular interventions come together. I think in a lot of, to give another example, in a lot of coaching that we've run around innovation funds of different kinds, whether it was in aging or disability, I think something I really like to get teams to do very early on in that process is to develop a theory of change. And it's fascinating because it just makes everything blow up right away, because you see it makes very clear the differences in assumptions that different team members have. You know, often they've put in a proposal, they think they might be talking about the same thing, but when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, they realise they're not. And it can be quite a confronting process in a way, because you can, and that's why it's important to get on it early. Because it can really realize some quite different ideas and pose some quite significant questions for teams to resolve. But better to do that early than to do it later in the process.
Fantastic. And lastly, before we leave, you mentioned a resource before, but if a group of people or an organization wanted to have the sort of first crack at this theory of change, is there particular resources you think are a good place to go to start thinking in this way?
Yeah, I think the big caveat around all of this is most of the resources come from evaluation, so they're not necessarily set up with sort of innovation or social innovation in mind. And I think that's another important thing to say. Look, the great thing about developing a theory of change early on in the process and iterating it through a process is that at the end of the day, it's also then going to be the basis of your evaluation, or certainly any outcomes evaluation that you might be doing. I think the Better Evaluation website is a really good place to start and get some different examples of that. In terms of a textbook, I think Purposeful Program Theory by Sue Funnell and Patricia Rogers is a great resource. It's epic. It's hundreds, if not thousands, of pages, but actually it's incredibly clearly written. And so if you can get hold of a copy of that, I think that's a great, they provide some great explanations of the theory behind the theory of change, or program theory, which is their preferred term, some of the different things that it's called, and also provide some great examples and tips.
That was really, I learned a lot. Thanks, Chris. Talk soon.
So I think if you're designing a social innovation of any kind, or a set of social innovations, really part of that is going to be thinking about and designing how do these lead to change and impact for individuals or communities or society. And so there's always a theory of change in your work, and finding ways to represent those, the theory of change and your theory of action, how they connect, and together you can think of that as your program theory. But articulating that is just a hugely powerful tool across teams to establish what you think you're doing, or the different versions of what you think you're doing, and can provide a really powerful basis not only for planning your prototyping and aligning your ideas, but also as a foundation for evaluation of different kinds.